warm and wonderful Christmas Eve to one and all from Monitor and me, Brad Crandall. We'll bridge the mile separating Radio Central and Thule, Greenland later this half hour to talk with one of our Air Force men who man the Dew-Line Air Defense System. In 2 minutes, Senator Everett Dirksen admits he believes in Santa Claus and tells us why. Choir and delightful carol titled Pata Pata Pan. One of the most unexpected success stories in the recording industry this year belongs to Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen. His dramatic narratives with music using patriotic and religious material were instant hits and led to a special Christmas album. He offers some personal comments, both amusing and moving, about Christmas as he chats with Monitor reporter David Henderson in Washington.
Senator Dirksen, if you had the opportunity to address the entire populace of the U.S. on this Christmas Eve, what might your message be?
It might be one of several things. It might be reading to the entire country that celebrated poem by Clement Moore, "It Was the Night Before Christmas." On the other hand, it might be the general format that I've followed in doing that Christmas album. I went back to Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of Christ, and picked up what Isaiah forecast, and that he would be called the Prince of Peace, and that the government would be on his shoulder. And then, of course, came the great event in Bethlehem. And then you follow through from that point on. And I think that Christmas message and what it means, and what that birth means, and how durable it has been, must be told and retold over and over again, because therein is the true spirit of Christmas.
Well, Senator Dirksen, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Well, maybe I ought to confess that I do, because in a free society, at liberty to summon up out of the soul and out of the spirit and out of the mind every talent that we have, every individual for himself can make Santa Claus actually become a reality. And so, because there's no limit to what the individual can attain in this country, isn't that enough of a springboard to give one some belief in a Santa Claus, meaning something better something richer, something higher, and something nobler for everybody.
Thank you, Senator Dirksen. This is David Henderson in Washington for Monitor.
Now, Andy Williams with his own adaptation of The 12 Days of Christmas. He calls it A Song and a Christmas Tree.
On the first day of Christmas, my good friends brought to me a song and a Christmas tree. On the second day of Christmas, my good friends brought to me
two candles
and a song for the Christmas tree. Three boughs of holly,
two candy canes,
and a song for the Christmas tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my good friends went to me.
Four candlelight,
three boughs of holly,
two candy canes,
and a song for the Christmas tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my good friends went to me.
Song for the Christmas tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my good friends brought to me little silver bells,
a shining one for the night. Three bells of holly, two candy canes,
and a song for the Christmas tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my good friends brought to me little silver bells,
a shining star, four colored lights, three bows of holly, two candy canes,
and a song for the Christmas tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my good friends brought to me
gold and silver tips and
candles of glowing little silver bells,
a shining star, four colored lights, three bows of holly, two candy canes,
and a song for the Christmas tree.
Happy season again, and it's nice to be able to take a moment here on Monitor
to wish everyone, everywhere, the merriest of Merry Christmases and a new year full of health and happiness. And, oh yeah, you're on the Monitor, Bacon.
It's now 19 minutes after the hour on this magical eve of Christmas as Monitor continues with Johnny Desmond and the chorus singing Birthday Party of the King.
Are brightly lighted. Through the world the church bells ring. Great and small are all invited to the choose a gift to bring.
Serving with our Dewline Air Defense Network and stationed at Thule, Greenland. Just before we do, however, enjoy the voice of Ella Fitzgerald and another of the all-time favorite sacred carols. Servicemen are spending their Christmas Eve manning the all-important Dewline, or Defense Early Warning System, along the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere, from the Aleutians in the Bering Sea to Iceland in the North Atlantic. This weekend, we've been using Monitor's open line to talk directly with some of these Air Force men to check on their holiday plans and preparations. Right now, we're on the line with 21-year-old Sergeant Ray Yurt of Penn, Pennsylvania, stationed at Thule, Greenland, which is real Christmas country, since it's only about 700 miles from the North Pole. Good evening, Sergeant.
This is Thule.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. It's Sergeant Yurt.
Welcome, Sergeant Yurt. Nice to have you on monitor.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Tell me, one thing I'm curious about. I've never been anywhere that far north. What have you got up there, just tundra and ice?
There's a lot of ice, a lot of snow, and a lot of rocks.
Uh-huh. Sounds exciting.
It's different.
Listen, Sergeant, one thing. Tomorrow, I assume, is a big dinner day. It always was in the service when I was there. How are you fixed?
Well, we have a lot of turkey.
Uh-huh.
A lot of turkey and everything else that goes with it.
And, of course, you're carrying sergeant stripes. Do you catch KP up there? I mean, the lower ranks?
No, they have Danish personnel up here from Denmark that pull it for us.
Hey, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, they're regular cooks.
Well, that helps a great deal. That means the turkey will be edible, too.
I hope so.
How much snow have you got there at the present time, Sergeant?
Well, today we had a good bit of snow. We have drifts anywhere from 5 to 8 feet now.
5 to 8 feet. I see. What do you do? Anybody ski up there? Anything like that?
Oh, well, it's not authorized.
I see.
No.
You just from the hut to the shack and back again, huh?
If it's not too cold.
Now, how about weather? How cold is it?
Right now, it's 0.
Zero. Is that centigrade or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, as far as I know.
Uh-huh. 0 Fahrenheit. Well, that's pretty cold. That's 32 below freezing. That's enough. What about your duty day tomorrow? How are they working it? They're breaking it up in short hours or what?
Most of us are off up here, but the outfit I work for will be working on regular day shift tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So you'll catch regular duty assignments then?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a lot of fun, too. Hey, listen, Sergeant, what about this morale phone call system I hear about? What is that?
Right. Well, we're authorized one morale call a week, usually limited to 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we can call anywhere in the state as long as we reverse the charges. Uncle Sam doesn't like to pay for it.
Is this each man is allowed one per week?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's pretty good duty. What do? Do they give you guys any kind of R&R? Do you get away at all? Or do you, is it just a short tour of duty?
No, we're authorized 130-day leave between our fourth and our eighth month up here on Thule.
Mm-hmm. By giving you 30 days, that's enough time to be able to fly out and get home and get back again.
Right, sir. Enough time to break up the monotony.
Sergeant, it's been a great pleasure having you with us, and may I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And same to you, and I'd like to also tell you that Santa Claus has been spotted by Lieutenant Hoffman on the radar.
He has been spotted?
Yeah.
He's airborne, then?
Yes, sir. He's on his way down.
Well, I'm glad of that. I was afraid he was going to have to fill in again this year.
No, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Well, all of us at Monitor wish to the sergeant and the rest of the guides at the base the happiest of holidays. Maybe next Christmas, back home in Pennsylvania. Sergeant Ray Yard of Penn, Pennsylvania, on the Monitor open line to the Dew Line Air Defense Base at Thule, Greenland. And, of course, Monitor sends holiday wishes to all our men and women in service throughout the world.
This is Al Capp wishing everyone on Monitor a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Al, and same to you. Monitor at Christmas Eve on NBC stations across the nation. In Roanoke, Virginia, you can hear us on WSLS. All stations will now sign in, and then we'll be right back. I'm Brad Crandall.
Everyone,
see the night before Christmas.